Adam Taxon with L. Neil Smith right now. He is a 50-year veteran of the libertarian movement and the author of 33 books, which include, among others, The Probability Broach series, Sweeter Than Wine, and Down with Power, Libertarian Policy in a Time of Crisis. He is active with Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, which I am as well. And by the way, you can find Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. There's a new group on Facebook, which is growing very quickly. And you can also find them online at jpfo.org. And no, you don't have to be Jewish or even a paid member to be involved in the Facebook page, at least. Neil is also the publisher of The Libertarian Enterprise, now in its 17th year. And just let me do some full disclosure. I, Adam Taxon, am involved with the biggest Michael Savage fan page on Facebook. I'm one of the three administrators there, and that can be found at Michael Savage fan page. But we are going to be talking about Michael Savage, who's been getting a lot of criticism the last few days, including from his own fans, for what he said, which were less than 100 things that he said that were less than 100% supportive of Second Amendment rights. And Neil, welcome, and thank you for, first of all, catching up the audience on what's been going on with Michael Savage and his comments.
Well, thanks, Adam. I really appreciate the opportunity. I have a slight confession to make, which is that I don't regularly listen to Michael Savage. He's just on some kind of day where I live. Well, it did pique my interest when he was declared persona non grata in Britain and they wouldn't allow him in, you know, this great speech democracy over there across the pond that wouldn't let a guy in who didn't like what he has to say. In some ways, this situation is to be expected. Michael Savage is a conservative, and so when he says that drum magazines containing more than some arbitrary amount of ammunition should be banned, and civilians should be able to buy body armor, and all that sort of thing, he's really walking in the footsteps of people like Charlton Heston. Charlton Heston is the big NRA god who headed up the National Rifle Association for quite a while and had been a sort of advertising darling before that. And I heard him one night on television that no civilian has a legitimate use for what he calls an assault rifle. And in the first place, of course, he knew that the assault rifles are assault rifles are covert for semi-automatic weapons of almost any kind, as far as the grabbers are concerned. He knew that perfectly well, so he should never have said that. And I don't know if Savage was, you know, throwing a bone to the bad guys or what he was doing, but none of those statements is acceptable. The kinds of guns that we have that they want to take from us aren't really assault rifles. Assault rifles have to be full automatic to generate small carbine-like guns as well, but the fully automatic is absolutely necessary in the definition of an assault rifle. I like to think of what I own as sport utility rifles. Uh-huh. That is a better description, and that's what I'm defending. But the reason this happens.
What's the reason?
And this kind of gap happens, and it's rooted in the very nature of conservatism. Conservatism drifts; it floats. Conservatives today are generally defending the government measures that their fathers or their great grandfathers certainly opposed.
Uh-huh.
Despite all its talk about religion, all its talk about values and so forth, it has no anchor, and it just drifts slowly to one side or another. The conservatism of Barry Goldwater, for example, who I supported for the presidency in 1964, is very, very different from the conservatism of, say, Rush Limbaugh, who despite his claims to the country, always had his finger in the wind and won't talk about anything of any substance or importance. I mean, there are things going on in this country that need to be reported to a wider audience than they're being reported to. And, I don't know how much of that Michael Savage goes into, but he does everybody a disfavor when he abandons the founders said that, not in the executive words, but certainly undeniably, that's what they meant. The idea, Thomas Jefferson did say it more or less explicitly, he said, you know, when you have a government that has become a tyranny, that's when the Second Amendment comes in, into play. Now, I would ask the audience or anybody else, exactly how to control the government when the government takes away the means to control it.
Right.
Which is what's going on. They don't want us to have guns because they want to do horrible things to us. You know, and it's hard to do horrible things to people who have guns.
I'd like to interject. I think a lot of the criticism was based on comments Savage had 2 days ago, in which he said, what do you need an assault rifle? I mean, the assault rifle thing actually was more 2009, but his criticism of drum magazines and also body armor, he brought up, you know, what do you need that for to hunt a deer? And he knows better than that, and his audience...
Yes, of course he does.
Why do you think he did it?
I don't know. There is a... a semi magazine in the libertarian movement that 20 years ago stopped being really solidly libertarian, started being more to the conservative time, because I think the people who worked for it got tired of eating dog food. It's a long, lonely hike along the libertarian trail in this country, and I know because I've been doing the hike for half a century.
Right.
And sometimes people will give up, they'll sell out, they'll try to curry favor with the other side. And when they do that, it seems to me that they abandon their own reason for existence. There's always people who want to build bigger tents of the Libertarian Party.
Right.
And, yeah, by thinking of people who are not sworn to, avoid the use of initiated force. And you do that, and there's no more reason to have a libertarian party, which is why I won't be voting libertarian this time. The thing to understand about, I don't know, I was quite shocked to hear him having said what he got to hear about him having said what he said. It'd be like if you heard, I don't know, Gordon Liddy say, the fifth of Magnum is no good. Of course, his email address is potent57@whatever.com. It just was a turnabout, and we're seeing a lot of those. The judge that ruled on portions of Obamacare in I guess it was in New Jersey. I don't remember for sure.
Uh-huh.
Or the Supreme Court, or the Supreme Court Chief Justice, who turned his coat. Why is it happening? I don't know. Are these people stupid and inconsistent, or are they evil, or are they nuts, or are they being coerced? You know, who can tell? People, I just said this morning to a friend of mine, people will look at this particular era of history, historians will, and scratch their heads until they hit bone.
Yeah. Neil, I want to keep this relatively short. I just want to see if you have any final words. If for some reason Michael Savage were listening to this, what would you say to him, and what do you say to his fans who are now a little bit concerned about his qualified support, only qualified support for the Second Amendment, if we can sort of get a summary here?
All right. Michael, if you're listening, read up on the history of the Second Amendment. Don't just read the amendment. Read what its authors said about it. Jefferson said, take a gun on all your walks. And consider that when we outlawed cop killer bullets, we were obviating the Second Amendment there. I mean, we're supposed to be able to control the government. And if we can't use weapons that are effective against the government, then what use is the Second Amendment at all?
Finally, Neil, if people want to find out more about you and see your material online, what's the best place to do it besides jpfo.org? Where your archive is?
Well, that's one place. The other place is www.bigheadpress. That's one word. BigHeadPress. With two S's. .com. And they'll find my blog there, and they'll also find four web comics that I've written and were illustrated mostly by Scott Beecher.
Neil, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again, and thank you for your time today.
Very enjoyable. Thank you.